You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Growing up in Berkeley, theater artist Anne Yumi Kabori caught the acting bug at a young age. As a child, she'd put on performances of classic tales like Cinderella and even design her own costumes. After college, Anne started the Utopia Theater Project as a way to produce theater that inspires social change. She takes old stories and makes them accessible to modern audiences. The company's latest production is called Everyday Alice, and it reimagines characters from Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan in a modern-day setting while exploring the line between mental health and artistic expression. Anne sat down with KELW's Janae Darden to talk about the new show.
I obviously like to have many roles in the theater. So when I was a kid, we did a production of Cinderella at my house. I costumed it, and I believe I played, not Cinderella, but I played the evil stepmother, and I directed the production.
And how old were you?
I was probably about 7 or 8.
You were serious.
Yeah.
So this was something you were passionate about from the beginning.
Yes, I've always loved stories. I loved reading growing up. Read so many different children's books and young adult stories and fairy tales and novels that I think that sort of fueled my imagination. Mm-hmm. And did also align with plays and being in theater and doing dance shows and learning how to sing. I think I always had the performance bug for sure. I think people are looking to these old stories to try to rekindle hope and imagination and that old idea of magic.
And also to challenge, because you said, you know, you have some social justice themes in your work.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go to the root of a lot of these stories, these fairy tales, they're centered around a moral compass and facing down evil or darkness and finding your inner strength and bringing together comrades and other people who are like-minded or at least like gold and to pursue justice.
In addition to acting, you also started Utopia Theater Project. So tell me about it and what made you start this theater company?
I started the company in 2014. When I was in college at Santa Clara University. I'd previously been in New York at Sarah Lawrence to study theater there. It was fun to be in New York, but it's nice to be back in California among all the California people. And I really have always had a desire to pursue social justice work, but through the medium of theater. There are a lot of other companies who are doing that, which is wonderful. But I really was hoping to do something that focused on not just new works, but a reimagined classics. So taking old stories and transforming them and making them really accessible to modern audiences while keeping that magic of imagination and story alive.
You know, I'm noticing there is a reimagining of story. So the show is not on anymore, but Once Upon a Time. There's this kind of retelling of these stories with some serious messages in there. Why do you think now that we're starting to see that?
I think it's probably because we are in, I would say, somewhat of a dark time. A lot of what we see on television and in the news is violence and hate and discrimination and not a lot of hope, I think, overall. There's still hope and there's still many good things being done and many good people pursuing like worthy goals and making changes. But I think this overall feeling is of darkness and gloom. And I think there are a lot of people that identify with Alice and that she's very curious and she gets caught up in this world that she doesn't understand, but she has all these adventures and then remembers them when she wakes up.
So what is this play about?
I think distilling it down, it's really about young people today, especially artists, so this millennial generation, which I like to call the lost generation or the second lost generation, like Gertrude Stein's post-World War I lost generation, and how we're trying to find love and purpose and meaning and careers in a world that is not super conducive to any of those things. It's very hard to pay the rent. And it's really hard to be an artist in this time and pursue what you feel is your passion and maybe your mission in life. It's healing, not just to create art, you know, by yourself in a room, but also to come together with a community of artists and share stories.
So we're looking at, you know, this borderline between mental health and artistic expression, but also too, and I'm hearing what you're saying, art can also be healing.
So I am a survivor of sexual assault and domestic violence, and that's something that is now in my past, very much so. But it is something that I live with every day, and that reality. And one of the ways I deal with that is by being in shows, being in plays and creating and writing. And I thought, well, I think there are probably other people who do a similar thing. So let me make that essence of the character, part of Alice, layering onto the original fairy tale. Mm-hmm. It's a little darker. It's a little more adult. But I think there are a lot of people who identify with someone who has trauma, who's trying to move through that through art and creation.
And fairy tales are dark anyway, when you read the real versions, and not so much the Disney versions, right?
They are.
What's the challenge of bringing these characters to life in this age and retelling their stories? Because, you know, we hold on to these images of these characters that we've grown up with, generations and generations before us have grown up with. And so you're painting them in a different light. What's the challenge and the pressure?
There is perhaps some external pressure of, oh, I hope people recognize these characters, but I threw in quite a few nuggets of quotes from the source material, not the Disney versions or anything like that, but the actual play Peter Pan and Wendy by Jane Barry, and also the two stories by Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass. So if you've read them or want to read them now, there are quite a few things that you would notice that are similar. And also, I just think that, you know, it's at a certain point, I just didn't really care because this is just my interpretation, and people will maybe see things that remind them of their childhood and maybe not. But either way, they're just such fun, vivid characters, and I think it comes through in some way.
This play almost didn't exist. What stopped you from writing it or finishing it?
I could not figure out how to get Alice and Peter Pan to be compatible in a relationship. Maybe because it's hard to be compatible with someone who can't grow up if you want to be in an adult relationship with them. But also maybe it's hard to be with someone who is struggling with their identity as an artist and really needs to just put that first. And I think one of the big cruxes of it is, how do you escape? How do you run away? Everyone has their own form of escapism, and Alice's is maybe her imagination.
That was theater artist Anne Yumi Kabori talking with KELW's Janae Darden. You can catch Anne this weekend in the Utopia Theater Project's performance of Everyday Alice. That's at Piano Fight in San Francisco.